This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, November 10th, 2017. I'm Marc Boulanger. In the report this week, Labour wants protection for unions in a new Bangladesh fire and safety accord. Calls are growing for governments, employer groups, and labor organizations to work together to confront the future of work. And the Labour Start report about union events around the world. This is Radio Labour. In 2013, 1,200, mostly young women garment workers, died in the Rana Plaza disaster in Bangladesh. The global unions Industrial and Uni reacted by forcing clothing brands to adopt a fire and safety accord for the country's factories. That accord is due to end next year. I talked to Christy Hoffman about the accord. Ms. Hoffman is Deputy General Secretary of UNI, the Global Union for Skills and Services.
The Bangladesh Accord expires next May, but we realize that we've put all this work into remediating the factories in Bangladesh, and that if we walk away from the accord before the Bangladeshi government is fully prepared to take over the responsibility of inspecting and enforcing the law concerning health and safety, that would be a setback. And so we decided to negotiate the accord that will continue in 2018 after the original accord expired. And the critical premise of the accord is that the global brands that produce their garments in Bangladesh should be responsible to ensure that the factories are safe. So it's really about putting the responsibility on the brands to make sure the factories are operating in a safe manner.
Are the brands re-signing on to the new accord?
So far, we have almost 50 brands having re-signed, and keep in mind that the current accord doesn't expire for another 6 months, 7 months, in fact. So we have 50 brands, and they tend to be the larger ones, so we have the same number of factories covered by the 2018 accord as we have under the 2013 accord. I'm very confident that we'll have more brands sign. However, in fact, maybe we'll have 200. We have 200 brands that have signed the 2013 accord. There's been some confusion in Bangladesh and a lot of controversy around whether the Bangladeshi government will allow the accord to continue beyond May 2018. I think that's given some brands reason to pause and to think, well, what's going on here? We think we have an agreement now with the Bangladeshi government and that we will continue to operate, but that's been a little bit of a recent skirmish.
Has there been a growth in the number of unions in Bangladesh because of the accord?
Well, actually, in the first couple of years after Rana Plaza, there was a growth in trade unions. And then after that, the government really took a turn against unions and started cracking down. And so, in fact, very few new unions have been registered over the past 2 years. And that's something that we're trying to address in the new accord, which also speaks to the importance of workers and unions in managing their own safety and health in connection with safe factories.
What sort of employment we will have in the future is the focus of discussions being promoted by the UN agency specializing in matters of work in the world. C. Marie Ainsborough has a report.
The quality and number of jobs we will have in the future is the focus of a major initiative by the UN's International Labour Organization, the ILO. Representing workers in the discussion is the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC represents national labor centers such as the AFL-CIO in the United States and the Ghana Trades Union Congress. Sharon Burrow is the ITUC's general secretary. In a recent interview, Ms. Burrow called on the social partners, governments, employers, and unions, to come together to form solutions to the challenges ahead.
The world of work is facing major disruptions, a convergence of technological change, digitalization, technology that's changing production. Those issues, though, are also aligned with climate change, again, some technology changes, demographic shifts, displacement of people greater than the world's ever seen, and of course, a context where the economic model has failed working people. Low wages, insecure work, increasing informal work, and indeed, increasing modern slavery. You put all that together, and you have to say the world of work has to refocus on the fundamentals. Work is work, freedom of association, social protection, universal social protection, a minimum wage on which you can live with dignity, collective bargaining rights. These are as relevant, for tomorrow as they are today. We must repair the foundations, and the social partners have to sit down and say what will work for business and for people. What works for small business? How do they avoid the preying behaviour of the large corporations, just as our workers avoid the predatory behaviour of a corporate model that's actually destroying the social fabric? Social partners, we can reshape the world of the economy, and with civil society, the world of the future for our children and grandchildren. We must act.
Guy Ryder is the Director General of the ILO. He's the first unionist to lead the organization. He warns against too much emphasis on technology.
The future is not made for us. The future is what we, in the largest sense, will make of it. The point of this is that it is trade union activism, policy choices, societal action that will determine the future. And this is why I worry a lot, and I've heard it again today, I worry a lot that technology dominates our discussion on the future of work more than it deserves. I see, you've no idea how many documents, reports, research reports come over my desk predicting how many jobs will be created, how many jobs will be destroyed by technology in the next 10 years. I heard these reports described by an academic recently as stupid, and they're stupid. From my point of view, I think it's a fair assumption to say that in the next 10 years, technology will not destroy as many jobs as Lehman Brothers destroyed in the last 10 years. So let's keep our focus on where it should be.
Now here with his report about union events around the world is Labor Start correspondent Derek Blackadder.
Here's a small sample of the average of 325 news stories added to our site each day last week. Our top stories section included links to stories about the calls by unions around the world for the release of an imprisoned South Korean union leader, the struggle against the far right led by German unions, and the state of the labor movement in Colombia. We had news of strikes and lockouts in dozens of countries. Here are just a few highlights. Ghanaian airport workers walked off the job to protest their poor working conditions. Workers struck in support of Catalonian independence from Spain. Our hotspot this week was Kenya, where university lecturers walked out to protest months of unpaid wages, while farm workers downed tools as they continued their struggle for, and won, a living wage, and where nurses ended a five-month-long strike with a huge victory, though disputes over whether scabs employed to break the strike will continue to work remains in dispute. British nuclear plant workers struck after their employer imposed a new wage rate on them. Rail transport workers in the UK escalated their wage dispute with time-limited walkouts. Australian dockers continued their sporadic strike action after their employer imposed a new enterprise agreement on them. Mexican mine workers blockaded their workplace and demanded that the employer recognize the union of their choice. French newspaper kiosk workers struck for the first time last week in a wage dispute. And Korean journalists with the country's public broadcaster struck as part of their campaign to gain editorial independence from the government. Our top working women's stories included coverage of the discovery of pleas for help from unpaid Turkish garment workers in clothes sold in the UK, and global union calls for renewed action on workplace violence and harassment. The Health and Safety Newswire, we run in cooperation with Hazards magazine, carried stories to hundreds of union websites around the world about concerns for workplace safety as Canada moves to legalize marijuana, the never-ending mess that is the Baldia factory fire trial over the deaths of 260 workers in Pakistan, and yet more fatal attacks on journalists in Afghanistan. Currently, Labor Start is running 7 online actions. Take just a few seconds out of your day and join thousands of trade unionists around the world in helping workers make their lives better, or even help save those lives. This is Derek Blackadder from Labor Start, reporting for Radio Labor.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.